Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you, especially to MGTOW.TV. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about juice in my donkey. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, I'm talking about the ones that have funny hats and they got a big hook bill. Yes, I thought this video was going to be, so I'm going to be vague so I could put it on YouTube, and then later I'm going to transition into something more hardcore, which is going to end up on MGTOW.TV. Yeah, Rumble, I don't trust them too much, so I think I'll give them the watered down version too. So, too bad, too sad, better luck next time. Anyways. Oh yeah, like I was talking about funny hats, look at this. Yeah, this is stuff that your great grandparents knew, but this shit doesn't get passed down because of propaganda, right? It says right here, in The Adventures of Pinocchio, the titular character wears a pointed yellow hat and often tells lies which causes his nose to grow. All throughout history, our European ancestors have been warning us about these people. Noticing yet? Well, I'm noticing all kinds of shit, but you know, teehee. Yes, it says right here, the squid hat, also known as the squiddish cap. And then in German, it says the Judenhut, German or Latin, Pilus Cornulius, meaning the horned skull cap. They kind of look like the symbols from fucking, whatchamacallit, from the drum set. So yeah, fun times, right? Yeah, and it says, was a pointed cone-shaped yellow hat worn by squid people throughout medieval Europe and the Middle East. Yes, you gotta mark them. It's like back in Germany, they made them wear those fucking ninja stars on their fucking, on the side of them thingies. Yeah. Its wearing was enforced by law after the 1215th Fourth Council of the Lateran decreed that adult male squid people must wear the squid hat whenever they were outside to distinguish them from non-squids. Yes, this is like good FYI, don't you think, my friends? Yeah, if you have something stapled on them, you know, says dirtbag, then you know, and you can avoid them. Yes, that's what you do. This was done to alert non-squid people that they were interacting with a squid. Yay! Now you know how to tell them, yeah. Especially they're getting plastic surgery and all that good stuff. Yeah, you can't tell them. Yeah, when it's, you know, beneficial, they say, I'm a white person. When it's not, I'm a squid person. So, no, we're not doing that. Just saying. Gee, FYI, I didn't know that, did you? Well, now you know, and no one's had the battle. G.I. Joe. Well, let's see what this guy says, right? Oh, something tells me he's a real American hero. Apparently, I'm trash, but it is what it is. Well, let's see what he says.
Well, it happens to be that Jewish law permits the enslavement of any non-Jew, white or black. That's another question which got raised. But that has nothing to do with racism. That's just that.
Okay, so according to his law, remember, his law, he could put the noose around my neck. Okay, so because his law, it says he could do that, and, you know, his law trumps over my sovereignty, so, you know, what can I do, right? Because I'm just chopped liver, and his law says it's okay, so, alright, good to know, thank you.
Hatcher, that we are allowed to enslave non-Jewish populations, perhaps to bring them to mitzvahs, bring them to Torah and the like, but it's not a black thing for sure.
Yes, fellas, if you're watching this on YouTube or on Rumble, unfortunately I can't say all the cool, awesome stuff that I want to say. Yes, if you want to hear all the awesome stuff about this video, you gotta check me out on MGTOW.TV. Yes, because right there, they don't censor shit. Yeah, they don't care. And obviously, these stupid squid people, they're got their slimy tentacles into everything. So, yeah. Fucking censorship sucks so much. But yeah, you guys better follow me on MGTOW.TV. Rumble is second place, but yeah, the king in this place in censorship is on MGTOW.TV. Yes, friends, if you like me saying all kinds of fucked up foul things, follow me there. If not, well, then you get watered down versions like this one. So yeah, friends, unfortunately, that's how where we live in. So yeah. Yes, friends, censorship sucks, but that's the world that we live in, and some people are just losers that want to control everything, and that's fine. Just know that the goy ain't going to put up with that kind of shit. Just saying. Well, anyways, friends, this is Gonzo G saying take care of yourself, and you gotta make some choices, and they might be the ones that is gonna affect your life for the rest of your life. Yeah, funny shit, right? Well, anyways, goodbye. Oh yeah, and a quick reminder, if you don't stand up for something, you'll fall for anything. Alright, friends, well, goodbye, for reals.
Oh, good heavens. Oh, man. This is going to be very hard to hear. I'm not going to lie. Bro, who's going to tell her? Who is going to tell her? Shorty said, I'm mixed. And then the last slide, she has a picture of her family. And then she says, actually, I'm not. But if I had a dollar for every time someone asked me, I would be rich. Nah, ma'am. Ma'am, I think you gotta ask your mom a couple questions. You feel me? There must be something she's not telling you. Cause two white-skinned people cannot make a mixed baby. I'm not gonna lie to you. Maybe the rules of genetics have changed ever since I've been in school. Cause you know I'm basically an unk now. But yeah, the way I remember it, that's not how genetics work. Yeah, yo, your mom was definitely getting jiggy with Tyrone. I'm not gonna lie.